Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Brad Holmes is going to speak later today, 4 o'clock. We'll carry it live right here on 97.1. Joining us this morning, Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Ross, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. We're doing all right. I'm going to go off the board here just a second. I know we normally talk NFL football here, but who's your favorite to win the national championship in college football?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's Indiana. I think it's kind of an Indiana all year. Incredibly impressed, amazed, whatever you want to call it. You know, I keep thinking, okay, this is the game. You know what I mean? Like, when they played Oregon, I thought, okay, you know, they're not going to go out to Oregon and win. I thought they might even lose to Penn State. Certainly did not think they would beat Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game. And I even was curious to see how the Alabama game would go. But those guys just keep answering the bell every week. And it's kind of crazy because a bunch of their players are from James Madison, you know, and came over with Cignetti from James Madison. I mean, when I was in high school, James Madison recruited me. I was 1AA. I was an FCS guy. So it's just bananas to see a bunch of JMU kids and some other transfers, and obviously Mendoza and the whole deal. But, you know, I keep thinking they don't have that good a player. They don't have five stars. And then every game, you know, the quarterback is awesome. The receivers make ridiculous catches. The O-line, terrific. It's one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, we're absolutely captivated by it, and they'll play tomorrow. We'll get to the NFL weekend, but let's start with the Lions. They've got an offensive coordinator opening. What should they be looking for?
Well, by the way, first, tonight's Ole Miss-Miami, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I think my one nephew is 3 years old, so we're all rooting. I hope we're on the same page on this up in Michigan. We all need to root for Miami tonight. I'll tell you why. Listen, I like the Ole Miss story. It would be hilarious. Either way, we win, okay? If Ole Miss wins, it's kind of like, oh, really, Lane Kiffin? You couldn't win a national championship at Ole Miss, but these guys are playing better without you?
Yeah.
If Miami wins, I'm going to post on social media that the SEC has not been in the national championship game since my nephew was born.
I like that too, Ross.
Yes,
that's a good
yes,
point.
I
good
can
recovery.
Accept that as well. Yes.
When's the last time the SEC was even in the game? It hasn't even been in the
Ross,
game in 3 years. It's crazy.
We talked to you a little bit about it last week. We got the varsity up here in the north, and we got the junior varsity in the south.
Mm-hmm. So let's get back
to the Lions.
Yeah, the OC. What should the Lions be looking for, and who do you think's at the top of the list?
Well, that's a fascinating question, because what I'm curious about is the alignment with kind of what Dan wants. You know, is there a Ben Johnson disciple? Is there a guy that Dan really feels good about? I mean, obviously Aaron Glenn felt like Tanner Engstrand was that guy. which is why he took him to the Jets, you know, and Dan thought John Morton could do the job. He couldn't. So the offense is still pretty darn good. And Jared and Amon-Ra, like, I don't want to bring somebody else in that's totally revamping what they've done. I mean, I want to try to build on, you know, what they've done the last 4 years, you know, under Ben Johnson, and then even a lot of good things this past year. I know it wasn't quite the same, and injuries were part of that. Certainly the offensive line taking a big step back was part of that. But I'm not looking to bring somebody in that's totally bringing in a new offense and making these guys start from square one. So, you guys probably have the candidates in front of you better than me, but I want someone that's kind of from that Ben Johnson tree, if you will.
Yeah, I would agree. And the question is going to be, you know, how do they find it? How does he ascertain if this coach, whoever it is, has those qualities like he sees in himself and obviously like he saw in Ben Johnson?
Well, and part of that, Ross, is does Dan want to call plays or does he want to hand it off to someone to do what Ben Johnson did, right? That's going to be part of his decision.
Well, that's a huge part of it, because if you are a coordinator candidate, it's funny because I was on with the guys in Kansas City yesterday, the Odyssey station in Kansas City, and they said, well, how attractive of a job is it in Kansas City if you're not actually calling the plays? And I said, I don't know, man. I still think it's pretty attractive, because think about how many head coaching interviews Eric Bieniemy got. You know, Nagy got the Bears job, and now Nagy today and tomorrow has 3 head coach interviews. So if you go somewhere good, if you go somewhere where they're doing things right and impressive, you don't really have to call the plays in order to get head coach interviews. It probably helps, definitely helps, but it's not a mandatory thing. I'm sure there will be some coordinator candidates that won't be interested if Dan still wants to call it, but there might be others that say, you know what? They took a step back last year. If I come in there and they get back to where they were, you know, they take a step forward, I'm going to be the one that gets the credit for it.
Right.
I'm going to be the one that gets a lot of the kudos for getting the Lions back to averaging over 30 points a game.
So it was still a darn good offense. And there are some issues. Obviously, there's a lot of issues because they're not playing in the postseason. They didn't make the playoffs this year after going to the NFC Championship game, after getting the number one seed last year. This year, they're out. What's the number one thing that the Lions need to do this offseason to get back to where they were?
Well, assuming you mean other than figure out how to prevent all these injuries, which is probably the number one, when you think about how beat up the offensive line was, and then obviously the safety position. A couple things jump out to me. You know, the offensive line. You know, I don't know what's going to happen with Taylor Decker, but they did not play well enough at the left tackle spot this year. They just did not. I do think, you know, Ratledge and Mahogany are going to be fine at guards. You know, center's an interesting one. I think when they get Laporta back, I think the skill guys are fine. I really do. I think it's more about making sure the line is where they want it to be on offense. Defensively, you know, obviously getting the safeties healthy. I'll be curious to see what they do with Anzalone, because he's a free agent and they have other guys. You know, they gave Barnes a deal, and I think Campbell's what, up for a deal maybe?
Yeah.
Extension eligible.
Yes.
Yeah, he's extension eligible. But when I watch the Lions, they asked Anzalone to do a lot. I mean, like that Cowboys game I called, they pretty much just put him locked up one-on-one against Cowboys tight end Jake Ferguson. People don't do that. Like, people don't have an off-the-ball backer locked up one-on-one with a top 10 tight end wherever he goes all over the field. So they either need to get Anzalone back or figure out how they're going to handle those situations. Maybe they think Campbell can do it. I don't know. But the more I studied the Lions, the more I realized they asked Anzalone to do things that, you know, most other teams don't ask their linebacker. I mean, he was like basically the nickelback for a big portion of that game.
Yeah. because they play a lot of three linebackers, yep. So they do ask a lot of them. He's Ross Tucker. He joins us. He's our insider, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. As we look ahead to Wild Card Weekend, I think there are so many storylines, and I don't know if every show has asked you about it, but it feels like Josh Allen's opportunity here, without Mahomes, without Burrow, without Lamar, is this Josh Allen's moment?
So that's definitely the narrative, and I hate that the Bills have to play the Jags in the first round. I mean, I said this yesterday on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. I think the winner of that game is going to the Super Bowl. I think right now in the AFC, I think the Jaguars are the best team. People don't realize it because they're not on TV, so people don't really see them play. But I think the Jags are the best team right now. But I think the Bills have the best player. And so that's a very tight spread. That game could go either way. But it's a shame they have to play against each other in the first round, because I feel like strongly that could be the AFC championship game. And think about whoever loses. You know, like if the Bills lose, it's, oh, my gosh, do they fire McDermott? And even without Burrow and Lamar and Mahomes, they couldn't even win a playoff game. Meanwhile, if the Jags lose, everybody's going to say, see, I told you the Jags weren't good. See, I told you the Jags were frauds, without realizing that they're actually a really good team. So I'm picking the winner of that game, the Sunday 1 o'clock Eastern game. The winner of that game, I think, is going to the Super Bowl.
Let's shift to the NFC and just talk briefly about the Bears and the Packers. The Bears, we saw them obviously last week. A lot of people talk about they get down early. They've been able to come back. They weren't against the Lions. Is this run over for the Bears, or are the injuries that the Packers have suffered too much for the Packers to overcome?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a toss-up game, but I lean Packers because it's a short week. The Bears played their guys. That was a physical, tough game against the Lions. Can't tell you how much respect I have for Dan Campbell and all the guys for the effort and performance, professional performance that they put forth on Sunday. That's what Lions football is all about. And for the Packers, those guys all took the week off. So on a short week for the Bears, going against the Packers with those guys flying around, I lean Green Bay. I lean the playoff pedigree and the rested Packers against the Bears.
Real quick, have the Eagles been playing possum, defending champs? Is this when they make their run?
The only aspect of them playing possum is Jalen Hurts running. So their defense is awesome, and their defense is going to be awesome throughout the playoffs. What, you know, their offensive line's taking a big step back with all the injuries and stuff, but they have not unleashed Hurts' legs. He's run barely at all season. And so wait till you see Sunday. They might wait till the second half if they need it, but they're just a different offense. I mean, he's like a running back. They're a different offense when they really kick that into high gear. And I think that they knew where they were going, and I think they were trying to save it for this exact situation.
I lied. One more. We're tight for time. Who's going to the Super Bowl? Give us your matchup.
Let's go Buffalo and Seattle. I think it's either Seattle or the Rams in the NFC. I think those are the two best teams. Seattle looked awfully good the other night. Man, I love the way they fly around. I'll take Bills, Seahawks in the Super Bowl.
He's Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. Check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk again next week, Ross. Thanks.
Thanks.
Sounds great. See you guys.
Hey, coming up next, we have some audio that we want to play for Tom Milliken. He doesn't know about this. He's making a face. It's next, 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to an IRS collection or audit, Abraham & Rose has successfully specialized in resolving all types of tax problems for over 30 years. Their extensive experience, that means that when you're facing an IRS collection or audit, you can rely on their firm. Many law firms come and go, but for 30 years of experience, it's a testament to their success. Their experienced team is ready to evaluate any underlying federal or state income taxes or payroll taxes. All you have to do is visit abrahamandrose.com or call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So this was sent to us by a listener.
Yeah, and just to clarify, you haven't heard it yet.
I haven't heard it, and you haven't.
I have not either.
The only people that have listened to this are the person who put it on our radar and our producer who put the audio in the system.
So, yeah, it'll
what are you guys doing here?
We're not actually sure. But this was passed along by one of our regular listeners who said there was a moment during the Pistons broadcast where Tom Milliken got a shout out from the crew. Here's how it sounded.
As usual.
As usual. Rick is so great. I love him. They are right. I gave them false information. We've had some significant scheduling challenges around here for a super variety of reasons. And I sent Mark a list before I found out that Jenny wasn't coming back for another week.
Per usual.
And the stack is just so high of things. I forgot to remind them that it changed. And now I'll have to do that for, when do they play again? Tomorrow?
Yeah. That's so I can't remember how it was sent to us. Obviously, it was on Twitter.
It was Flat Rock.
And it was 7:20. They even stamped it for us. 7:22 p.m. Pistons broadcast. They say they were given bad information by Tom Milliken. As always, would be a great addition to the drop board. Now I don't know if we're going to necessarily put that in the drop board. Yeah, but a nice little surprise this morning.
You know. make one mistake and
all across all the state. Other
81 games times how many seasons?
Nope. Anyway, they had some fun with it.
I'll take it. I love. Champion is a nice, has a different sense of humor. Rick is fantastic.
Rick's awesome. Yeah.
So we got Thursday Touchdown coming up at 8:35. We're going to have a conversation about Brad Holmes. He's speaking with the media today at 4 o'clock. We'll carry it live on the station. But we want to know about, is this a bump in the road or is the window actually closed? I think some of what he says today will help that answer. But we want to talk about that at 8:50. John, you have been... obsessed is the wrong word. You've been very interested in what's going on with Damon Williams at Washington. We have a couple minutes here. Do you want to just set this up for people and what's going on?
So everything in college football, because the transfer portal is open right now, is bizarro world. There are no rules. There are no enforceable rules. Even the ones that are in place don't feel like they're enforceable. Damon Williams Jr., the quarterback at Washington, former quarterback at Washington, at the beginning of the transfer portal, signed a new agreement to stay in Washington. And it's being reported that it was over $4 million. A college quarterback making $4 million to stay at his school. 4 days later, he attempted to enter the transfer portal. And it's being reported that he wants to go to LSU, that Lane Kiffin is the one that's trying to get him out of Washington. So the question is, what happens with that signed contract? Is it legally binding? Are there going to be consequences to him, to LSU, if he has this signed agreement and they still contacted him? There's tampering issues. There's the legal impact that it could have on Washington, where they weren't in the market for a quarterback because they thought they signed their quarterback to a high-priced deal. Now, all of a sudden, they don't. They're going to have to go out in the transfer portal and try and bring in another quarterback. Is he not as good? Do they suffer losses because of this? Like, they're trying to mitigate those right now. And so where does the blame lie? And Washington, as well as the Big Ten, had said that they will take all legal action that they possibly can because they had the signed contract. It's bizarre.
It's a mess because if you're Washington, you invested in this guy. You played him all season. You attempted to develop him.
Then he's been there 2 years.
Yeah, and then you took care of him financially. You were proactive. You paid him millions of dollars, and then he's going to leave anyway? Is he even allowed to leave anyway? And what does this mean?
Yeah, this is going to be one of those moments where we saw it a little bit last year with a player that had left Wisconsin, went down to Miami. Wisconsin tried to have some legal action. I don't know that there's been any settling of that issue. And so when you sign these agreements, you're not the school that you are leaving doesn't have to allow you to enter the transfer portal. So what he is doing is withdrawing from classes in Washington and then enrolling as a student at Miami. So he's kind of sidestep in the transfer portal.
Not Damon Williams, but this player you're talking about.
No, right? Damon Williams.
Oh, he's going to Miami? Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry, not Miami. That was the Wisconsin player. Yes, yeah. Sorry, LSU.
It's hard to keep track of all these watershed landmark cases, but it's happening more and more. And I thought I had read Damon Williams was attempting to enter the portal with a do not contact tab.
Right, like, which means he's already got his destination in mind.
Right.
So it's tampering. Is the contract enforceable? Now, I mean,
because you don't do these deals with the school. The school's not allowed to pay you. The collective does.
Well,
but that's about to change.
It depends on where that $4 million was coming from. Was it the rev share?
Right.
Or was it, you know, $2 million from the rev share and $2 million from a collective or company, some type of NIL deal that they had in place for him? So it goes to, what's the value of even signing a contract?
But I don't get, like, if you're Damon, clearly you want to go make more money at LSU, but doesn't part of you just go, well, this place has been good to me. They just paid me. The grass isn't always greener. Or is it, hey, there's...
From the guy that says, hey, go get paid?
Well, I'm asking, but once you've signed a contract...
No, trust me. Yes, you sign a contract, I think you...
I'd have no issue with the wandering eye during the portal. That's what it's made for. But once you've made your decision, signed on the dotted line, and got compensated millions, you've made your choice.
Right. And, I mean, I'm good with the handshake.
Yeah.
Well, but this one actually was signed on the dotted line.
That's it. mess, fiasco. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, Metro Detroit is headed for an unusually mild end to the work week. You can probably already tell it was a little bit warmer out this morning, but holy fog. It's crazy. Temperatures are expected to surge to near record levels by Friday. So highs Friday across Metro Detroit are forecast to reach the mid to upper 50s, running about 20 degrees above normal. So the average high for January 9th is 33 degrees. And obviously, it's going to be much warmer than that. The record was set back in 1949 at 55 degrees. So we could get right there. Today is going to remain mostly cloudy during the day. Highs reaching the upper 40s to around 50 degrees. Some rain is expected to arrive late tonight, remain maybe into Friday morning. It will cool down on Saturday and Sunday, low to mid 40s, more chance of rain. And they say by Saturday night into Sunday, it could get cold enough for some light snow. So warm up, then cool down.
Pretty wild.
Yeah, there's a Kroger in Orion Township that's closed, and it's closed temporarily due to mouse poop found throughout the store. Something you don't want to see while you're shopping. But if you show up to the Kroger on Baldwin, you're going to be hit with a sign that says the store is closed. Apparently, somebody called and complained early December. An inspection was done. They found mouse droppings in multiple aisles. The pet food aisle, the bread aisle, other sections.
They're trying to send a message to all those cats.
The store was given until December 30th to address the problem, but failed to meet that deadline. So now it is closed at least through this week. People say, obviously, they've got a lot of thoughts. They're grossed out by it. They're kind of scared to go back. Not scared, but like, maybe I'll avoid the store for a while. Others aren't worried about it. They say, you know, things happen. It sounds like the store is doing what it needs to do. They are working with a pest control company. The state has also confirmed that. They say they've implemented strict sanitation protocols and they're looking out for everyone's safety.
Just saying, if you close the doors, give Roomba a night, he'll go through it and he'll catch those rats.
Yeah, bring them home to you.
Yeah, exactly.
No thanks. I don't need them to come home.
A 36-year-old Lincoln Park man who was shot by police over the weekend after he charged at them with a box cutter has been charged. Stephen Strickland was charged with felonious assault and resisting a police officer. Officers say when they found him, they commanded him to drop the weapon. They also used a taser and a shotgun with non-lethal ammunition, but it didn't really deter him. They say he started to approach the officers and an officer opened fire, striking him in the arm. He is expected to be arraigned on charges Wednesday. Oh, I guess he maybe already was Wednesday afternoon. Finally, flu cases. We've talked about this. Are
soaring.
On the rise. They're rising rapidly in Michigan, and pediatric hospitals are really seeing a massive influx in their intensive care units, especially, you know, obviously with children. Some are struggling to breathe or on ventilator support. You can look at the map the CDC has provided. It shows that we are at the high risk level in Michigan. It estimates that there has been at least 11 million flu cases as of Saturday, December 27th, as well as at least 120,000 hospitalizations and 5,000 deaths. And this is nationwide. They're surging, but particularly high in Michigan. Data also shows that adult and pediatric hospitalizations from the flu are up 40% this year compared to the same time last year.
Well, I mean, people have been talking about it coming back from the holidays.
Yeah.
Everybody knows somebody that was sick if they weren't sick themselves. It's Heather with the news. All right. We've got a good conversation about the Lions. Is this a bump in the road or is the window closed? We'll get to that end of the hour. The Thursday touchdown is next. 97.1.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When you go from the NFC title game, when you go from the one seed and you go to out of the playoffs, people start talking about a window being closed. Is the window closed or is it a bump in the road? I don't think the window is closed. It doesn't have to be. You've got a top 10 quarterback. They've got studs at key positions, tackle, edge, middle linebacker, running back, wide receiver. They've got a nucleus. Mm-hmm. The window doesn't have to be closed. Now, I'm very curious to see how Brad Holmes approaches this, what he says today, and more importantly, what his actions are. But, John, it doesn't have to be closed. If they restructure some deals, get creative, move some boulders, and add to their trenches, they're going to play a schedule that features the Jets, Giants, Cardinals, Saints, Titans. I mean, teams picking in the top five and the top 10, they're going to be able to get back to that 12 wins in the playoffs, looking to make noise. Yes. But they need to take some lessons from this season or they will have this window close on them.
Well, it comes down to roster construction. You've paid all your studs. They're locked up. And you can restructure some of those deals to create more cap space. And now it's going to be, and this is always the case, right? You get your studs and then it's how do you fill in the gaps around those studs? What are you doing opposite Aiden Hutchinson and Aleem McNeil? Like, so there's always going to be some unexpected things that happen. Aleem McNeil tearing his ACL.
Yeah.
And, you know, came back, played good against Tampa, but then kind of disappeared the rest of the season. I do expect him to get back to where he was, but not until next year.
Well, and is that something we see with Branch now, where Branch is going to be a year delayed? When he comes back, he won't be himself. Like, these are things that come up along the way.
Right. It's Kirby Joseph. Like, those are unexpected. But you know that they're going to happen. You just don't know who it's going to happen to. So you're trying to figure out, okay, what type of depth do I need at these different positions? What's the quality of depth that we can acquire at those positions? Now, the one thing you do know, especially if you learn some lessons from Frank Ragnow, is that Taylor Decker, he may come back for another year. He's not going to play 17 games. So what is your plan if Taylor Decker is there and you need somebody else to fill in for 5 of the 17 games or more? What is the plan if you get to June and he picks up the phone and says, I can't do it?
You can't get left in the cold again.
Right, but that one is one that you can see, and your eyes should be wide open because of what happened last year. You also know, hey, Graham Glasgow, you've been a good player for a long time, but you're not going to be the center next year. Who is that going to be? There is absolutely no one on the depth chart that fills that role. So there are some things that you can clearly see that you have to address, and that's a major position. You can fill in with the complimentary piece. If Mahogany is the guy, great. Right. I think Ratledge is the guy at right guard.
Sure.
Obviously, Sewell at right tackle. But you've got to get a player at left tackle. You've got to get a player at center. And then you can fill in, backfill with some good backups that may be called upon throughout the course of the year next year.
So do you guys feel like this is a bump in the road and they'll be right back at it again next year? Or is the window closed? And the windows exist, despite what has been publicly stated by Lions management. Windows exist in the NFL. It's your job to extend them as long as you can and to win as much as you can when you're in one of those windows where you have all your guys under contract. You can't keep everybody forever. The cap is eventually going to come due with a large bill. They can still manipulate it, though, John.
Mm-hmm.
In the here and now, they can still manipulate it. Jared Goff last year was a $32 million cap hit. This year, it's $69 million, more than doubling. That's untenable. They can restructure it. They can guarantee more of his deal and push that money to future seasons. I expect them to do so. And you can do that with other players. And you can extend this out a couple more seasons. But in doing so, you have to use that money not just to keep your own and pay your own, but a veteran center, not relying on exclusively the upcoming rookie draft, because that's been hit or miss as they've picked later in the draft. You know, like their 24 draft, they're not getting enough from. Their 25 draft may yield some returns, but they were relying too heavily on a rookie draft last season. They can't go into this offseason and go, we'll restructure guys so we can pay Gibbs and Jack Campbell and Brian Branch. And oops.
And Laporta.
Oops, and Laporta. And now we're rolling over cap space so we can be good in 27 and 28. No, guys, this year, put your chips in this year. Win while you got these guys right now, because tomorrow's not promised.
And so the goal is, I'll give you a great example. They obviously paid Ali McNeil, and we all knew they were going to pay Aiden Hutchinson. They ultimately did. So the complimentary pieces are guys like Roy Lopez, who comes in and plays really good. The issue now moving forward is Roy Lopez played above his contract.
Yep.
He's not going to break the bank for anyone, but for him, are you looking at somebody going to pay him $6 or $7 million a year for the next 4 years? Probably. Does that fit into or under the cap?
You get squeezed.
Right.
You
so squeezed. You've got to find, but the problem was, is that they only found one Roy Lopez because, you know, defensively, where was Pascal? Nowhere to be found. Onzurike, nowhere to be found. You know, you
Davenport.
Okay. He may have been out there for more games than he has been in the previous years, but nowhere to be found. You've got to find more of the Roy Lopez guys at other positions to be able to come in and play. And if they play up to the level that you hope they do, then next year, okay, yeah, they go get paid. That's what I was talking about with Awosika.
Yeah.
This was a golden opportunity for him to come in, play well, and get paid. Now, he didn't, so he may be another backup that you're able to keep, but he needs to be a backup. He's proven that he can't go out there and be an everyday starter.
How forthcoming do you think Brad Holmes is going to be today? He speaks 4 o'clock. We'll carry it live on the station. The nature of a GM is you always keep some stuff close to the vest, but when he speaks today, you need some level of
honesty about what happened last year. All right. Close to the vest, yeah, he's not going to tell you what his thoughts are in free agency or what his thoughts are in the draft or, you know, to the acquisition of players from now until next season. But there needs to be some honesty about what went wrong in either constructing the roster or what went wrong during the season. And it can't just be, well, we got a lot of guys hurt.
Yeah, look, I think on a human level, you have to level with people. You are a prideful person. You're a competitive person. You thought this team was going to win a Super Bowl. You didn't even make the playoffs. There were some missteps. own up to them. Your head coach came out and gave himself a freaking F. If there's not some humility today, if it's, well, Quadeen Muhammad had 11 sacks, what more do you want? We were injured. Like, you didn't even make the playoffs. So the goal is the Super Bowl. You didn't even make the playoffs. You got to own some of it. And that's okay. No one's firing you. You're going to get a chance to fix this, but show that you are aware of the problems.
Yeah, and I think we're just more disappointed in how the season went because we did expect to, at a minimum, be in the playoffs. Most of us expected to win the division, and you didn't do any of those things. And we're disappointed because I think everybody does believe that Brad Holmes is a really good general manager, that Dan Campbell is a good head coach. So now you've got to go out and find a way to get better. Dan said it.
Yep.
And now we need to hear it from the general manager.
Yeah, not the press conference from 2 years ago where you're calling out media members by name and cashing receipts. I would expect a different tone. I would hope for a different tone today.
And I would hope that he would understand the fan base by now. This is an educated football fan base. So don't just give us the cookie cutter answers and...
Yeah, if you want to give team sack totals, cool. Let's look at time to pressure. How long did it take for you to impact the quarterback down in and down out, right? So there's a lot to talk about with Brad. We want to hear from you guys. Is the window closed? And what do you hope to hear from Brad Holmes when he speaks later today? What's a question you'd ask? 97.1.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The holidays are behind us, and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.